morning, brethren. Welcome to our second day of the convention. We'll open up our day with the singing of hymn 164. You can stay seated on all verses, and we'll have some devotional comments, and then we'll open up for Brother Tim Krupa's talk. Welcome again, brethren, to our second day of our convention here in San Diego. And just thinking of some thoughts to start our day with, trying to think of what the primary reasons might be that we attend a convention. And there are probably lots of them. But two primary reasons are to learn about the Word of God. And the other is to have fellowship. That's one of the advantages of being here in person rather than online, which can work out well, too. And the fellowship part is relatively easy. We can always make it better by maybe endeavoring to make the spiritual component of our fellowship fuller and be more attentive to that. And maybe fellowship with those that we normally don't fellowship with. So there's things that we can do to enhance it. But the other aspect of learning, thinking of that word learn, a scripture that might come to mind is from Philippians 4:11. And that's where the Apostle Paul says, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. And, you know, we're familiar with that passage. And we probably focus on the contentment part and the whether I'm abounding or abased and so forth. And that's fine. There's a good lesson there. But we don't want to miss the other aspect, the beginning of that. And that is that Paul said that he had to learn it. And that word learn, in the without getting into the Greek aspect, and I don't know how to pronounce the word in the Greek, is the same word that we use today, the same meaning. It means to increase in knowledge. Paul did not let his circumstances determine his attitude. He learned to be content. He had to make an effort. It's a verb. It involves activity. It's not intuitive necessarily, and it's not kind of placed in our lap. It takes an effort. And there's some things that we can do to enhance our learning at a convention, and there's some things that we have to be careful of. We have to be careful that our minds might be wandering away from what's being said from the platform onto other aspects of life. I remember years ago attending a business conference, and it was about an hour-long meeting, and the speaker asked at the beginning, "How many of you are here today?" And it sounds like an unusual question. You think, well, we all are. And he says, no, I don't mean here physically. How many of you are here mentally? How many of you are prepared to learn, to kind of set aside whatever concerns of the day that you might have or worries, and really focus on what's about to be said, because this is the only time you're going to hear it, just in the next hour. So, you know, he was trying to draw a lesson there. So we want to be mindful of our attentiveness, focus, and so forth. And when we hear a challenging thought, now it might be a reminder of a truth that we've always cherished, and it's repeated, and it just has a special meaning to us. Or it might be something that what might be referred to as an aha moment. We've never thought of it that way. We've never looked at the scripture that way. Some kind of a challenge. And it's very easy when we hear something that's challenging, engaging, that we just don't pursue it. We think, well, that's an interesting thought. I've never contemplated it that way. And maybe I'll get to it eventually. And the advantage of being here and hearing the thought never gets acted upon. It's set aside. It's not pursued. So when we're reminded of either a treasured truth, something we're familiar with, or something that's perhaps new and different, and it's a reflection on a scripture that we are familiar with, but we've never looked at it that way. Let's make a point of revisiting these thoughts in our personal studies, and not fall into the trap of, well, someday I'm going to look at it, because someday, another expression, someday I'll do this. Well, there's no someday isle. There's no island of someday. It doesn't exist, and we probably won't get to it. So, rather than just saying someday I'll pursue this in my personal studies, to come up with a clearer goal, like with a time element to it, and make a committed effort to explore the Word of God further. And then we can better follow the admonition of 2 Peter, or in 2 Peter, that we can, through our fellowship and through our learning, grow in both the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's commit ourselves to listening carefully and pursuing after the convention anything that we learn or hear about, at least for the first time, that might help develop and enhance our understanding of God's Word. Well, let's open up Brother Tim's discourse with his choice of hymn number 179. Hymn number 179. And you'll notice that on the program, the timing of Brother Tim's talk is a little unusual than what you normally see. It's not from 9:45 to 10:30, it's from 9:45 to 10:35, because we know that Brother Tim's never quite done. So we just give him a little bit more time, a little grace period there. So we're looking forward to it. We'll have, again, the singing of hymn number 179, and Brother Jim Parkinson will open the service and the day with a word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy wonderful and most holy name. We thank thee for the evening's rest and the opportunity to come together, to speak with one another, to be encouraged by one another. We pray thou would use this meeting now to that end. We ask for thy guidance on Brother Tim Krupa, that his words may be so edifying. And above all, we thank thee for the gift of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, brethren, we're looking forward to Brother Tim's ministry for us this morning. And his presentation is entitled, Paul's Letter to the Gentiles. Is it letters plural or Paul's letter?
Letter.
Paul's Letter to the Gentiles. Brother Tim.
Thank you.